The Coca-Cola Company presents the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands. And tonight for our audience of war bond buyers at the first jazz concert ever given at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York, the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands presents Esquire's All-American Jazz Band. And here's the lineup of the All-American Jazz Band. Trumpets, Louis Armstrong on the trumpet. Roy Eldridge. Trombone, Jackson Teagarden. Saxophone, Coleman Hawkins. Clarinet, Barney Bigard. Drums, Sidney Catlett. Piano, Art Tatum. Guitar, Al Casey. Bass, Oscar Pettiford. Vibraharps, Lionel Hampton. And Red Norvo. And later on, you'll hear from Benny Goodman and Teddy Wilson and vocalist Mildred Bailey and Billie Holiday. But now comes tonight's first spotlight tune with Al Casey, Art Tatum, and Coleman Hawkins on the beam in Esquire Bounce. Vocal star Mildred Bailey calls the signals, and out comes that very famous play, Rockin' Chair. Teddy Wilson at the piano, Red Norvo over there on the bass. Trumpet Award and the Male Vocal Award in the All-American Jazz Band Contest, Mr. Louis Armstrong. All right. How do you feel on the night of your debut at the Metropolitan?
Well, it's awful swell there, Bounce. I'm telling you, it makes you feel good.
And just everything. Good, huh?
Yes.
I understand what you mean there, Jackson. How's about for making us feel good, too, with a sample of the handiwork that won first place?
Okay, Mike. And I'm going to get Jack T. Gordon to help me in that good old Goodwin, that Basin Street Blues.
Oh, Basin Street is the street where dark and light always meet in New Orleans. The land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems, or just how much it really means. Glad to be. Yes, sir, we're welcome streets. Welcome me, and where I can lose my Basin Street blues.
Thank you.
hedge your game with me. No longer Mississippi. You saw the place where the folks all meet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street.
Yes, sir, the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands is mighty proud of every audience it plays for. For every night, Monday through Saturday, we're playing for the fighters and workers of the Army, the Navy, and industry. And tonight, our audience makes us especially proud, for it's composed of men and women, boys and girls, Americans all, who have purchased their tickets to tonight's entertainment through the purchase of a war bond. They're doing everything they can to help win the war. We're going to do everything we can for them. And now, the All-American Jazz Band goes into action for our All-American audience. Vocal star Billie Holiday, supported by Roy Aldridge, leads the way with I'll Get By.
I'll get by as long as I have you. So there'll be rain and darkness too. I'll not complain. I'll last it through. May come to me, that's true. But what care I? I'll get by as long as I have you. I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there'll be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain.
In New York City, we now take you to Hollywood for the presentation of the Esquire All-American Jazz Band Award to the number one winner of the clarinet section, Mr. Benny Goodman.
Yes, sir, it's BG in person, and here in person to welcome him as tops on the jazz clarinet is Mr. Archie Mayo, director of Benny Goodman's new picture, Sweet and Lowdown for 20th Century Fox.
Thank you, and hello, you lucky bond buyers. I have long admired the originality and skill with which Mr. Benny Goodman handles the clarinet. And so it gives me great pleasure tonight to present him on behalf of the Esquire magazine with this gold statuette and a $500 war bond, like those which will be presented to the other winners after the broadcast. This commemorates his winning first place as clarinetist in the All-American Jazz Band Contest. Benny, congratulations.
Thank you, Archie, and thank you, everybody. It's a big thrill to have won this award, and it's a little hard to express in words, so I'll say it with music.
Fine, Benny, that's what I'd like to hear. So how about doing that new tune of yours, Rachel's Dream?
Thank you.
And now back to New York.
Tonight on January 18th, 1944, our nation stands at the roads that lead to freedom. At the present rate of production and with the continued success of our armed forces, all roads eventually lead to victory. But one is a shortcut. One means a shorter war with a greater saving of lives. That one, of course, is the nation's choice. But it is not a free choice. No, it will be bought dearly with the work of our hands and the sweat of our brows, with everything we can make, save, and invest in war bonds. At the present time, war bond purchases in the allied nations are helping produce 9,000 planes a month. That is production to be proud of, but it is not enough. We will win if we stay on the offensive. To stay on the offensive, we must buy war bonds more and more and more. Yes, sir, the All-American Jam Session goes on into the home stretch now. It's Barney Bagard, Roy Eldridge, and Art Tatum and Lionel Hampton in the spotlight, setting up for a bit of jam with T-4-2. It's midnight, number 416 for the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands, and we've marched 519,030 Spotlight miles. And now, this is Michael Roy saying that tomorrow night, we'll be at Camp Walters, Texas, with music by Frankie Masters, and saying, see you then for the Coca-Cola Company. Good night. This is the Blue Network.